Are you planning the wedding of your dreams in Nashville, Music City, USA? Today's episode is brought to you by 1410, the premier wedding venue that captures the essence of Nashville's vibrant energy. Whether you're envisioning a chic urban celebration or a romantic southern soiree, 1410 offers the perfect blend of elegance and charm for your special day. From the moment you step into the venue, you'll be enchanted by the stylish architecture. 1410 provides a stunning backdrop for your wedding festivities, ensuring every moment is filled with beauty and joy. And let's talk about the space. With versatile indoor and outdoor spaces, you'll have endless possibilities to customize your wedding exactly as you've always imagined. Plus, 1410 offers a dedicated team of event professionals who are committed to bringing your vision to life. From planning to execution, they'll take care of every detail, allowing you to relax and enjoy your special day to the fullest. And the best part? Located in the heart of Nashville's bustling neighborhood, The Nations, 1410 is conveniently situated near top hotels, restaurants, and attractions, making it easy for you and your guests to experience all that Music City has to offer. So if you're searching for a wedding venue that exudes Nashville charm and sophistication, look no further than 1410. Visit their website today and schedule a tour to start planning the wedding of your dreams. And don't forget to tell them Nashville Bride Guide sent you. Visit their website at 1410.828venues.com. That's 14TENN.828venues.com. Or check them out in the Nashville Bride Guide vendor directory.
You know, I really care about the bride. And sometimes you have to guide people. It's like, she really likes this one.
Yeah.
Which is a signal to go, keep your opinions to yourself. Your body is way better than a hanger. Mm-hmm. People will look at things on the hanger and they're like, ew. And sometimes you just have to go, trust me, and put it on. There is so much on the internet right now that is telling brides they cannot say yes at the first place. They must go try on, just go to appointment after appointment, and that is not helpful. I want younger girls, they look at themselves in the mirror and they are in love. Stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Say yes. And moms, if your daughter says yes, let them.
All right, welcome to the show, everybody. Today we have Ann Miller. She is the owner of Brides by Glitz. It is a gorgeous wedding dress shop here in the Nashville area. And she also has Mother of the Bride dresses. And, you know, the men can also order their tuxes and suits through her as well. And we'll get into all of that. But as one of Nashville's premier destinations for bridal and formal fashion, Ann Miller, like I said, owns Brides by Glitz. For nearly three decades, Ann has helped generations of brides find the dress of their dreams while building a reputation for exceptional customer service, inclusivity, and community involvement. Through Brides by Glitz, she's created a warm, welcoming experience where every bride can feel confident, celebrated, and beautiful when she says yes to the dress. So welcome to the show.
That's my job when they say yes to the dress. It's like my thing here. I deliver the Prosecco or the water or whatever. We've got this beautiful silver tray and little branded flutes, and everybody just gets all excited. So,
oh yeah, I'm sure it's
they
such
do
a
the
fun
selling.
Job.
I just deliver the Prosecco. I'm okay with that.
Right? Yeah, you bring joy to so many people. Just
we try
with what you do. I love it. So today we're talking about how do you know when you found the dress? I know a lot of brides have trouble with this, so let's
yes.
get into it. So,
yes.
As the owner of a dress boutique, maybe. Let's start from the beginning and tell us a little bit more about Brides by Glitz, other than what I said in your intro.
Well, hopefully we're always known for good customer service. And this is kind of a funny thing. My grandfather owned a hardware store back in West Tennessee, and his business card said, Harkey Hardware, where customers send their friends. And I would always like referral and Google. I always say, how do people find me is God and Google. But I want referral as well, because my girls are so very good at treating the brides and educating the brides. And it's not just like, okay, next. We've, you know, as a lot of stores have started to do, we try to always do a pre-qualification call. And that's not to be, you know, how much are you going to spend, but we want to get to know you and what you want and what you don't want. And, you know, the price point you're comfortable with. And so we try to do those with every bride before they come in. And then when you get here, we warmly welcome the bride and who are you shopping with. And then one thing I just learned recently, and I'm always trying to learn, is that one thing that seems to be a little more unique with us is that we allow, when the bride comes in, we take them to their station and the consultant sits with the bride, and then the consultant and the bride go look through the dresses. Mm-hmm. And I just recently found out that's kind of unique. That not everybody lets the bride look at the selection of dresses. The consultants pull the dresses. And I understand the reasoning behind it, but it's been one of the, I get to look at the dresses? And it's like, well, yeah.
I love that.
I do too, because when I was in my 20s, which was a while ago, I lived in Atlanta, and wedding gowns have always been something I've loved. I love the dresses. I love fashion. And there is a picture of me when I was 6 years old in a wedding gown that my grandmother made.
That's so sweet.
So that it's just, you know, and I would buy bridal magazines back when people looked at real paper. Mm-hmm. But when I was in Atlanta, I was doing my previous life. I worked as a medical technologist, and I was kind of in that, do you want to go back to school and do fashion merchandising, or do you want to stay? And I didn't want to go to school, but I went to a bridal store one time in Atlanta. I don't remember the name of it, but I walked in and I pretended to be a bride. And I said, I would just like to look at some dresses. And she was like, no, we bring them out to you. And I was like, what? So I was totally turned off. And of course, my first thought was, well, I can do better than that.
Yeah.
And about, you know, 20 years later, here we are.
Right.
So it starts with the bride looking and touching and feeling, because not every girl understands fabric. And we talk about fabric and we talk about the style and the fit. And it's really better if the bride, some people pull 5, some people pull up to 7, but I really think 3 to 5 is a great way to start.
Yeah.
And then the bride, you know, the people she brought with her are seated, and the bride and the consultant go in the room. And one thing I was taught that I do not do in formal, we put mirrors in our fitting rooms.
Mm-hmm.
I used to not do that because I was taught if they see themselves in that dress, they're never coming out. But sometimes you have to talk the bride down from the entourage that's going,
yeah,
I don't like it, but she does.
That's true, yeah.
And you know what? You know, I really care about the bride. Mm-hmm. I, you know,
yeah,
I care what she thinks. And sometimes you have to guide people. It's like, she really likes this one.
Yeah.
Which is a signal to go,
mm-hmm,
keep your opinions to yourself.
Exactly.
Because she likes it. But
yeah,
but that's also something that I find with this younger generation is they're so used to likes on their phones that they're not always sure. They look at themselves and they're wondering, is everybody else going to like it? Or they're, you know, they come in and, you know, you tell me we're going shopping, I'm like, game on, but they're scared.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but it's shopping. And I just don't relate to that, but they really are scared.
Mm-hmm.
One of our vendors said, well, they're scared to get naked in a fitting room with a stranger. And I'm like, oh, okay. But
yeah.
My girls really try to make everybody comfortable.
Yeah.
And then they come out and they show, we have a podium for them to stand on and we flip the trains and everything.
Aww,
and
so pretty.
So we try to just be really helpful.
Yeah.
And encouraging.
Yeah, I can see that definitely through the process that you just explained, where it's like, yes, you have a pre-call with them where it's like the consultant can get a really good idea of, you know, the types of dresses they might want. And so maybe the consultant has in her mind, like, okay, I think maybe I could pull these few for her. Like maybe I could guide her in this direction. But then you also have, on the other hand, the bride actually looking through your inventory on mm-hmm. the floor, like you said, touching, feeling, like making sure, like, you know, she likes the materials when she sees it in person rather than, like you said, seeing an image on Instagram or something. It might be totally different. Mm-hmm. So just having those two ways of doing it where it's like, okay, the bride can maybe choose some that she wants straight off the rack, which is great. And then maybe the consultant is there to also help guide her and have that idea beforehand of like, okay, these are the things she mentioned that she likes that maybe I can show her as well. And so I think that just gives a good like 360 all around experience for the brides who come in here.
Absolutely. And it's the same with all of my businesses, my bride business, my mother's business, and definitely my prom business, is that your body is way better than a hanger. Mm-hmm. People will look at things on the hanger and they're like, ew. And sometimes you just have to go, trust me, and put it on.
Yeah, for sure.
You just, sometimes when the bride's just not like, it's okay. Sometimes you just have to pull something that's like, you know, some people are like, oh, I could never see myself in a fit and flare. I only think I can wear a ball gown. Well, if you haven't tried it on, you don't know. Mm-hmm. And I always say, put it on. If you don't like it, take it off. I'm okay with that. I have lots of choices, but if you've never tried it on, you really don't know. And sometimes they're like, wow, I never thought I could see myself in this. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing that we try to do. All of my stock pieces, I don't say samples because everything here is meant to be sold. Our stock pieces go from a size 8 to a 24. There may be a few, you know, sizes bigger than that. Not many. But we want everybody to be able to try something on.
Yeah, that's great.
And that's also something that not everybody does. I know mm-hmm. in my prom store, we go from a 000 to a 28. And that, I know there are stores that go, we don't have anything to fit you.
Yeah. And how sad is that?
That is soul crushing.
It is. Yeah.
So
I think that's so important that you are size inclusive like that. And, you know, anyone can find something in here to, you know, make their dreams come true on the biggest day of their lives. Yeah. Okay. So we are chatting today about the wedding boutique experience, what to expect with it. Are there any tips on which boutiques a bride should choose to book an appointment at? Like, if there's a designer she likes, like, mm-hmm. does she need to do some research beforehand to see which boutiques to go to? Or is it like, you know, any boutique you can find something similar at?
I mean, I guess everybody needs to, because, you know, as you and I just discussed, wedding boutiques in Nashville have sprung up like weeds in Nashville. They're everywhere. And that's changed within, I don't know how long this has been going on, but it's not the way it used to be.
Yeah.
And I would say price point, because if you're a very, very high-end bride, then don't go to a store that tops out at $4,000 or $3,000, because it's wasting both your time and their time.
Right.
And I feel like we're very middle of the road, which there are more people in the middle than there are on the top. And I don't want to, I just like the price point that I'm in. So that would be one thing. And I would also tell brides, there is so much on the internet right now that is telling brides they cannot say yes at the first place. They must go try on, just go to appointment after appointment. And that is not helpful.
No, that's exhausting.
It's exhausting. And after you've tried on so many, there is a term in the industry called dress drunk. And you can take pictures of it, but it's not the final product. It's clipped or it's held or mm-hmm. there's something stuffed in the back, and that's not the final product. So to continue trying and taking pictures and this and that, It's exhausting. You don't feed, you know, everybody doesn't get a chance to eat. And I want younger girls to, if their gut, if they look at themselves in the mirror and they are in love, stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Say yes. And moms, if your daughter says yes, let them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, don't go, well, great don't you want to go two or three other places? No.
Mm-mm.
No, that it just, it's better for everybody around.
Right. Yeah. Even just the two brides we interviewed before this, one of them said the first dress she tried on was the one. And then the other one said she went to one place and then it was the very last dress she tried on and she bought it. And yep. I was like, great, decision done. It's like you're checking something off of your list.
More then. People need to hear that.
Yeah.
And I ask your first bride, how many people did you bring with you? And she mm-hmm. says, my mom and my best friend.
Yes.
You do not perfect. Need 8 people at your bridal appointment because it's not about you anymore. It's yeah. about everybody. Oh, well, I like this. It doesn't matter what you like. Just be a good friend and just say, I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just let the bride have the most important people there.
Yeah.
Because that they should, if you love it, they should love it.
Yeah, I agree. So getting into the appointments, is there anything that a bride needs to make sure she wears or prepares like before her appointment? Like any certain undergarments, anything like that?
We really like it when they have underwear on. Mm-hmm. But you don't need bras because the dresses that we buy are all, the quality and the construction of the dresses is very, very good. If it's not good, if it's not going to hold up a girl that's like a 36 triple D, I don't want that dress. You've got boning internally and some of it show it externally.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have inner corsets where you're tied in and held up so that when you put that dress on, you feel, you know, everybody has that vision of a girl somewhere hiking her dress up.
Mm-hmm.
That's not pretty.
Yeah.
And sometimes it could mean you had a bad alteration or you true. Didn't have an alteration.
Yeah.
Or they didn't know, not everybody that sews knows how to do it well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something too. But so they need underwear. We have shoes. You can bring your own shoes. But I would say the most important thing is keep an open mind.
Yeah, that's great.
Just keep an open mind because my girls have, they know these dresses like the back of their hands. They know what style numbers, they know the names, and just trust them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great advice. Going into an appointment, just be at ease and trust the process mm-hmm. as you're going through it. Yeah.
And sometimes we say, are you ready to find the dress?
Mm-hmm.
We have started doing things like some brides that are like a 28 bride that mm-hmm. she just wants to put herself in a dress to see herself in a dress. We call those preview appointments because if you're not ready to buy, don't take up a lot of time. So
yeah.
we'll bring you in and we'll give you like 30 minutes, maybe an hour to just put a few dresses on just to, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To maybe like see what silhouettes might look good on and
yeah.
things like that. Yeah. I think that's smart. And like you said, sometimes brides come in thinking I'm going to get an A-line and then they try on a mermaid or something. And
exactly.
they're like, whoa, I had no idea
yep.
that I looked this great in a mermaid.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
And they are shocked because mm-hmm. they think I have to wear this style. No, you don't.
Yeah. It's your wedding.
Yeah.
You can choose what you want to wear.
You're the boss. You get yeah. to do what you want.
Mm-hmm. I guess a question for you too is like, okay, seasonality as far as like winter, fall weddings versus like spring, summer weddings. Do you recommend to brides like, oh, you should probably get like strapless or, you know, something with like smaller straps? I'm like, what, blanking on the name of it. Spaghetti straps.
Spaghetti straps. Nobody does
like
spaghetti
that.
Straps
I know,
anymore.
I know.
There's a lot of off the shoulder and long sleeves are coming back in.
Yeah.
A lot of them, like I have a lot of lace dresses that have just like, I used to call them gauntlets, but now they're called detachable sleeves.
Okay.
And some are like, some of them have like the little, not the body suits, but like the little, half thing
yes.
that can go under the dress, and then you've got the option to take it off. So girls are really liking sleeves right now. And something that's coming that I'm kind of excited about, because halters are kind of tiptoeing back in.
Yeah.
Halters are totally not for everybody. But we saw, it's going to be one of my private label designers, but a detachable halter.
No way.
I'm so excited.
Oh, I want to see that.
It's going to be cool. So the halter takes off, and then you've got a strapless, beautiful dress. But wow. back to your question that I'm not answering. Seasonality of dresses, strapless, and, you know, the show, you know, the side things,
mm-hmm.
that's still popular. It's been popular. They're not spring dresses and winter dresses.
Yeah,
it's what do you want to wear to your wedding?
Yeah, I love that.
There are two seasons, like when in the bridal buying world, there's a spring buy and the fall buy. That does not mean they're fall dresses. It just means, for the most part, our designers, you buy twice a year.
Yeah.
So it's not, this is a spring dress and this mm-hmm. is a winter dress. It's just more dresses.
Yeah, that's great.
Or new styles that filter in.
Yeah, I know. I've seen that a lot too, just with what you're talking about, where it's like, I think brides really like versatility now.
Mm-hmm.
Like a bride that I'm actually going to have on the podcast, Chloe Holiday, she's the Titans majorette. I don't know if you know
who she is. We are very familiar with Chloe. We have okay. dressed her for a lot of her formal things.
That's awesome.
We dressed both of her mothers.
Oh my gosh, yay.
And we are huge fans of Chloe, and I know there's been a lot about her wedding.
Yes.
And she is the sweetest, most down-to-earth girl.
Oh,
we love
yay.
Her.
Yay. Yeah. But
so
I noticed,
congratulations.
Like, yay. I know. I'm so excited to interview her. But I noticed with her wedding, like, she basically had like the same bodice on the whole time. And then everything was just swapped out, where mm-hmm. it was like she did have the sleeves and then she took them off.
Yep.
And then she had a bubble skirt and then she had a long skirt. And so I think a lot of brides are really appreciating that, which is why I'm excited for
options.
Your halter.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Because there's some beautiful straighter dresses that you can put an overskirt with. And it's not, you know, I'm not a fan of the one for the wedding, one for the reception. Unless somebody wants to buy two dresses, then I'm all for it. But
yeah.
if you can just change it up, like the
totally.
Removable halter or the detachable sleeves, it's kind of like a start with everything and then go to your reception and you're a little more comfortable.
Yes, I know. I love that so much.
Or it's a second look.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about accessories. I know you sell veils here
yep.
and some jewelry. Like, what are maybe some trends you're seeing with accessories?
Accessories, like you'll see on this mannequin there, the
yes.
scarves.
Oh, the scarves.
The scarves
yes.
are in. They're even... And then we're about to get this thing that comes across the shoulders and then has like a full, like chiffon train down the back. So these things are not for everybody, but it's different things that you can add and then take off.
That's cool.
So we do the scarves, we do the little topper things, collars, you know, the little... dog collar things or
mm-hmm.
chokers.
Yeah, yeah.
The lace chokers. So there's a lot of that, and that's kind of fun. And again, it's not for everybody. I will say with veils are, some girls will come in, it's like, I don't want to wear a veil. And I can just, you know, the mothers are just probably like, no, please just do it for me.
Yeah.
And we've got some beautiful veils that, as you found out, I am very fairly priced
yes.
on our veils. We've got some gorgeous lace veils. We have some really pretty veils that we just picked up at the last market that have scalloped edges.
Ooh,
and
pretty.
Like scattered pearls. And we have fingertips. The little thing in the front, I haven't.
Like birdcage?
The birdcage.
That okay.
That's kind of, we're kind of finished with birdcages.
Yeah.
But I think brides should always try them on.
Yeah.
And I'm finding a trend, and I know that price matters in everything, but we'll put the veil on, and then that seems to be when the mom and the daughter start crying, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not buying the veil at first. So I think there's too much, I'll buy it online. But I will tell you, the veils that you do buy online, not all of them, they're of lower quality. They are less expensive. They're not as wide because you want to see, if you're going to buy a cathedral veil, you want it covering that train and going back at least a foot.
Yeah.
And you don't want it to feel like the tulle under the dress, which is crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
So I have reasonably priced veils. I have $800 veils as well. But, you know, look, check the quality, check the things that are on the veil, whether it's a beautiful lace or some, you know, scattered pearls or just take a look.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I've been seeing like a lot of cathedral and a lot of like big trains and things lately. And so it's always fun to be like, have that as like your little drama for the day, you
Absolutely.
Know, all the accessories.
Yeah. And a lot of girls are still buying the traditional, just the simple, you know, clean and classic.
Yes.
And there's nothing more beautiful to me than a clean and classic ball gown. I love them all day long.
Oh yeah.
But then when you put a pearl veil on it or a lace veil,
gorgeous.
It's just like the best kind of icing there is.
Yeah, definitely. I know it. That's so fun. All right. So we're going to go back to the original question that we're going to talk about for this topic.
Okay.
How does a bride actually know that a dress is the one?
I'm still going to say go with the gut.
Yeah.
When you look at yourself. And my consultants will ask them this because they know when the bride is about to say yes. They'll say, often we walk them up here where the lighting is really great and we have them walk up the aisle, kind of do an aisle walk with a bouquet, which I'm getting some new bouquets.
Fun.
And they'll say, do you feel beautiful?
Mm.
And the girl kind of, yes. And then they'll say, do you feel like a bride? I mean, you need to feel like a bride.
Yes. Yeah.
You need, you know, if you like it, great, but do you love it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you look at this and you can see yourself now, you can see yourself in your pictures 10 years from now, you still want to love that dress. And that's when, if you love it, your mom is crying, say yes.
Right.
Just say yes. You know, there's hundreds of more dresses, but if you love this one, it's your dress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so true. I love that you can kind of have that litmus test with your consultants, like you said, is like, do you love it? Do you feel beautiful in it? And then do you feel like a bride? I think those are two great questions to ask yourself.
Absolutely. Or will your fiance cry when he sees you, when he turns around and sees you?
Right. Yeah. For sure. I love that so much. So how important is it to receive feedback from family members as you're trying on dresses? We talked about this a little bit.
I will go back to just bring the most important people in your life. You don't need 5 bridesmaids and, you know, cousins and kids. Please don't bring kids.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a rule about kids, but sometimes that it's distracting.
Yes.
And some brides don't have their moms with them. Some moms have passed. Not everybody has a great relationship with their mom.
Right.
So if that's the case, bring your best friend who's got your back and just have the important core group.
Yeah.
It's really better overall because too many cooks in the kitchen or too many opinions. You know, the bridesmaids, it's been a bridesmaid 10 times, and she's like, when's it going to be my turn? May not have your best. You want somebody that's got your best interest at heart.
Mm-hmm.
And you just want it to be a good experience overall. You don't want someone sitting there going, it's nice.
Right. Yeah.
So
I know. And that can really get in your head too, as a bride, if you're like, okay, maybe like half the people I brought did like it and half of them are having questions. Then I start questioning in my head if I think this is the one, but certain people don't like it, you know? And then it's like, then your wheels just keep spinning and then maybe decisions, you keep trying on more dresses and then it gets more complicated where it's like, if you just stick to your gut, like you said, and how you feel in it, how, you know, you can see yourself on your wedding day wearing this, then that's what matters, you know?
And be okay with making a decision.
Yes.
I mean, I hear it in the appointments all the time. The people that have come, well, I know you like it, but, you know, they'll say things like, you're not really good at making decisions.
Oh, no.
If she likes it, let her like it.
Or, right.
You probably want to sleep on it. Mm. And if you're that indecisive and you've got to sleep on it, we're okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going to, you know, don't come back.
We're
so done with you. I mean, it's some brides just have to sleep on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they go ahead and book their repeat appointment. They're like, I'm sure this is the dress. I just need to sleep on it and make a, and then they make the repeat appointment. I'll go, I'll still serve you Prosecco.
Yeah. Totally.
But sometimes the entourage totally is like, oh, you've got more appointments.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So. Oh, man. Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah. And I know, I'm sure, like, a lot of brides, it's like, okay, this is, like, the one weekend my mom's in town. I need to hit up as many dress shops as possible.
And they do. Because think how many people have moved to Nashville. And they do. They have flown in the crew.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel like, I got to get my money's worth. I got to go to four or five, you know, they'll do Saturday, they'll do Sunday. And it's
that's a lot.
How about just say yes and enjoy your family?
Right. Yeah.
Go have a great lunch and enjoy your family.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I know. I feel that. Yeah. So what would you tell a bride who's tried on a lot of dresses and having trouble finding her dress?
They're not that many different styles.
Yeah.
There's ball gowns, there's A-lines, there's fit and flares, and there are mermaids, and, you know. But I don't know if it's the fabric or that's hard.
Yeah.
There's most brides can find something they like.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, you like to think you've done a great job buying.
Right.
You know, you listen to your designers and you bring in, I have branded designers and I have my own brand of designers that are, we call unbranded or unadvertised, and they're all beautiful,
mm-hmm.
but everybody doesn't have to like lace. Everybody doesn't have to like clean and classic, but something's got to tweak in your brain when you try something on. And sometimes, sadly, it may just be, you've never seen yourself in a dress. And
right.
You're so.
Yeah, that's true.
You're so, oh my gosh, I'm in a dress.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got to come to grips with, you're in a dress.
Right.
You're in the most important dress you're ever going to put on.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to feel good about your decision.
That's true. Do you have a lot of brides that are like, well, I like the top on this one, but I like the skirt on this one, and they try to like customize or...
And there are definitely customizations. Like some of the times, you know, we've gone from the holy bejeebies plunge and the naked dresses, thank goodness that went away, to you can... Some of the bodice come lined or unlined, or they have sparkle tulle or plain tulle. So there's always options.
Yeah.
There are definitely options, and that's a good thing. And some of my designers will do customizations.
Mm-hmm.
So there are options out there. That's not for everybody, because that does tack on a little more, few more dollars, and it tacks on time.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
You also have to learn that if you're beginning to shop in January, that's when Chinese New Year happens. And that makes, if you're shopping in January and you have a June wedding, you best be getting on it, girlfriend.
Yeah.
And people don't know those things. That is one mm-hmm. way where the internet has kind of educated you.
Yes.
And I've stopped getting the questions of, when's the last minute I can turn my order in for a dress? It's like, how much dress would you like to be in?
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's good.
Chinese New Year, China stops working.
Right.
For like 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So it does take longer. Typical time for a wedding dress when it's not is about 4 months. Most of the designers are always filling their pipelines. So girls come in, and if it is you know, this is the kind of season where girls have quick weddings, or they're like, I'm getting married in August. And then they kind of do this. And I'm like, that's fine.
Yeah.
I have a whole store full of dresses. I sell off the floor, or you can order. So
that's great.
Be calm. I hate it when stores will scare brides just to get them to hurry up and order. There's no need to scare a bride.
Yeah.
And we also try to take pop-ins.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a busy Saturday, sometimes people cancel before they get here. And if a bride comes in, not every bride knows you have to make an appointment. Mm-hmm. And so if a girl comes in and they're like, we didn't know we had to have an appointment. I'm like, you know what? I can get you.
Right. Yeah.
And
that's
so
nice.
So appreciative.
Yeah.
I mean,
there
have been times where people were just so sweet. I'm like, okay, my staff is going to hate me, but you go pull a couple of dresses and we're going to go next door to mom's and we're going to try on in there. I don't do it much, but there's just some people you just go, I think I want to help them out.
Yeah.
And they're very appreciative.
That I'm sure. I mean, that really puts you above and beyond a lot of the service that a lot of the other dress shops offer.
I don't want to say no.
I know most people will turn away, but it's like you are so accommodating by going next door to the mother's shop and bringing your dresses in there just so they have their own space. And yeah, like you said, there is this whole like education gap a lot of times in planning a wedding and even just shopping for your wedding dress. And it's like a lot of people don't know you might need to book an appointment or they maybe just saw your shop as they were driving by and they're like, hey, I've got some time. Like maybe I can just pop in and just like browse a few dresses. Mm-hmm. And so that's really great that you offer that.
I hate to say yes. And you know, it's not everybody. I mean, if I don't have the rooms and I don't have a consultant, I'll just say walk through and then book an appointment.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you never know. Because once those people walk out the door, you may never see them again.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. I like to get business.
Yeah, definitely. I know. And yeah, like you said, there are a lot of shops and you want to show them that they should buy here at Brides by Glitz.
Yeah. Same thing with moms.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, everybody doesn't know you need to book an appointment, but the reason we do book appointments is because we feel like our service is so good. You don't want one consultant working with three people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, they're like, well, I can put myself in the dress. And they say that at prom a lot. And it's like, no.
Mm-hmm.
At prom, and I know we're not talking about prom, but that's a girl's first introduction to customer service and seeing herself in a dress. And you want somebody working with you that's going to, it's just me and you, girl.
Right.
And
yeah.
They love it. And we get compliments down there all the time.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
My girls are trained from one end to the other. And whether
that's
it's a teenager
cool.
working with you at prom or a consultant that's been doing this for 5 years, it should be a fun experience, whether you're nervous or not.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool. Yeah, I had the question to ask you what the experience is like at Brides by Glitz, but I think we'd really covered
that
already. Yeah, and it's a great experience for sure. But is there anything else that you want to share about Brides by Glitz? Like anything fun coming up? Any like you said you have like the new dress trend coming in, but
we're excited about new dresses coming in because we really work hard on our orders. You know, you can't carry everything from everybody. And what girls don't know, that's why I said our stock pieces, not our sample pieces.
I
because
love that.
To me, a sample is something someone gave you. These dresses are all paid for. We hand select. I pay for all of these. So they're all meant to go away at some point. We want you. I'd love it if my consultants don't like this either, but if you can come in, you fall in love with a dress that just got steamed and put on the floor yesterday and you want to buy it, take it.
That's awesome.
I'm okay. There's always another dress. There's always more in the pipeline. But events, yes. We are having our annual white tent sale, which is
great.
If you're a bargain shopper, this is the time. And that is it's a Friday and Saturday because we picked the weekend that Father's Day fell on. So we're not going to be open on Father's Day.
Yeah.
And Friday we do appointments and Saturday it's free for all. And they will be lined up down the sidewalk.
Wow. Yeah.
But it's exciting.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like the waiting or they come out and they're like, what'd you get?
Oh, that's cool.
That's fun. And we're finishing up a mother's trunk show. We were allowed to keep the dresses through this coming weekend. And I just said we need to have a podcast about moms, because
yes,
moms, once they finally started making dresses that we thought moms would want to try on, I just call it my field of dreams, because it started and started. And the more I bought, the more the business grew. And there's still moms that sit at home and they're like, I've ordered 15 dresses. Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Come in. I have it. Now, the one thing I will say is there's that kind of in-between moms that they'll look in there and they'll go, everything looks so matronly. But you really just have to put them on.
Yeah.
And we buy what the industry shows us.
Mm-hmm.
That young, hip mom, you're not going to wear a prom dress. And not every dress in there is made for the young mom. It's a harder thing. But we've got strapless. We have sleeves. We have off the shoulders. We have one shoulders. We have something for everybody. And we do go up in size there, too. So just put them on.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the jewelry. We have the shoes. Just moms need to
yeah,
come try them on. And girls, your mom is like pretty important. So if they love a dress, don't shoot it down. Don't say, you are not wearing that to my wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want to feel good too. They birthed you. They're watching their baby get married, but it's about them showing you off.
Yeah.
And they want to be just as beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard, because moms are hard on themselves. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. But yeah, I'm sure like the moms come in here for their daughter's wedding dress. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, once you let them know the amazing selection you have literally right next door, they're going to want to come back and book.
Yep.
So that's great.
They need that same personalized experience.
Yeah,
and they
sure
need more encouraging sometimes than the brides.
Yeah, definitely. I love that. I love everything that you offer here in Nashville. It's great. It's seriously like a one-stop shop for all of your attire. I know
and
you were
suits and tuxedos as well.
You were just telling the groom that was in here that, you know, you have like an AI tool that can like size and measure all of your groomsmen.
Yeah.
And like, that's amazing.
Yep. Just because your guys are all across the country, and most everybody's, you know, they're from somewhere else. So their family is across the country, and we just send them a link and they choose what they like. And it's AI measured. So, and it ships to them. So you don't have to go to those warehouse stores and get substandard service.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
And they can rent or purchase.
That's great. So many great options here, Anne. Thank you so much for coming on. This has been so great. Go check out Brides by Glitz. It's here in Nashville, in the Nations, and come see
Anne. This is our final place. This is everything's under one roof, which makes it super great. We didn't really have a party this time, but I have officially been doing this now for 30 years.
Which is kind of like,
oh my gosh, but
that's amazing.
It's kind of fun.
You're a staple here in Nashville. You really are.
I hope so.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thanks for taking the time to chat. All right.
Cool.
Bye.
Thank you.
There you have it. Another episode of the Wedding Reporter podcast. To see those gorgeous wedding and engagement photos, head over to NashvilleBrideGuide.com for more behind the scenes content. And if you like this episode, I would so appreciate it if you would rate and subscribe the show. See you next time for another great episode.
Are you planning the wedding of your dreams in Nashville, Music City, USA? Today's episode is brought to you by 1410, the premier wedding venue that captures the essence of Nashville's vibrant energy. Whether you're envisioning a chic urban celebration or a romantic southern soiree, 1410 offers the perfect blend of elegance and charm for your special day. From the moment you step into the venue, you'll be enchanted by the stylish architecture. 1410 provides a stunning backdrop for your wedding festivities, ensuring every moment is filled with beauty and joy. And let's talk about the space. With versatile indoor and outdoor spaces, you'll have endless possibilities to customize your wedding exactly as you've always imagined. Plus, 1410 offers a dedicated team of event professionals who are committed to bringing your vision to life. From planning to execution, they'll take care of every detail, allowing you to relax and enjoy your special day to the fullest. And the best part? Located in the heart of Nashville's bustling neighborhood, The Nations, 1410 is conveniently situated near top hotels, restaurants, and attractions, making it easy for you and your guests to experience all that Music City has to offer. So if you're searching for a wedding venue that exudes Nashville charm and sophistication, look no further than 1410. Visit their website today and schedule a tour to start planning the wedding of your dreams. And don't forget to tell them Nashville Bride Guide sent you. Visit their website at 1410.828venues.com. That's 14TENN.828venues.com. Or check them out in the Nashville Bride Guide vendor directory.